Senate President Don Gates has spent much of his life promoting hospice, where caregivers treat the symptoms of terminally ill patients. Gates recalls his own uphill battle to bring hospice services to Florida in the late 1970s. Florida became the first state to make hospice a recognized form of care, despite opposition from medical and hospital associations.
And then when hospices began to operate and use large doses of oral morphine to address chronic pain, there were many in the traditional healthcare community who threw their hands up and said, well, that's outrageous, can't do that, that's terrible. And now palliative care is an accepted form of treatment.
Now, Gates says he is considering legislation that would bring a strain of marijuana to Florida known as Charlotte's Web. The strain was created for children with chronic seizures, and it doesn't get the user high. This is no small concession for Gates. He's fighting a citizen-led effort that would let doctors prescribe marijuana to patients with debilitating illnesses. But Charlotte's Web is different. Gates says his wife was greatly moved by the parents who testified, and his son, Panhandle Republican Representative Matt Gates, is pushing hard to legalize the marijuana strain. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.